Ooh.
Hey, good morning. Happy Saturday. Hope you're doing well. And it is a Saturday. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe 5 a.m. Still recuperating from the week back from the holiday, long holiday weekend. But, every time I do this later, I always find more reasons why it should be done earlier. Because I don't know, they got a dumpster out there working on a house or something they're doing, but they're making noise all for the past 15, 20 minutes. I was kind of waiting for them to kind of quiet down a little bit. So, knock on wood, they do have quieted down a bit. And we'll get started here. And I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. My glasses are still getting foggy. So we're not working so crazy hours. Get work to the customer, bring value in, have some fun along the way, and get out of the office and do some stuff, right? So there's two topics I want to talk about today. Was kind of looking at what I had written before. Like I said, I try to put some things in ahead as I come up with ideas, I put them in. So tomorrow's already kind of like started. And I leave a space for stuff that comes up. And there's a couple items that didn't get to cover last weekend. So I'm going to bring them in today. And the two topics are pair programming and a way of getting your whole entire team to be pair programming in three sprints. Everybody gives me an excuse why they can't do it. And I'm going to say, okay, let's do it in three sprints and be done with it. Right. And the other one, the danger of points to people. And that's kind of what it is. So I put pairs in the title. I put people and I put points. So three P's, bad things. So we're going to talk about that today. Okay. Anyway, hope you're all doing well today. Pair programming. Where did I come up with this? I always get people ask me, well, how do I get my teams pair programming? One, definitely read some books on pair programming. There's lots of good videos out there on how to do it. There's different takes, every organization's different. So I'm not going to go into that specifically today. I might do in a future session different variations of pair programming because you can have a developer and a tester pair programming. You can have two developers pair programming. You have two testers pair programming. You can have a BA or a business person pair programming. So there could be a lot of different things depending on what you're trying to do. But there is a style and there's a reason why you do it. Okay, so pair programming. I'm gonna do this. Pair programming. Pair programming, right? So we're gonna do this in three sprints, and this is how you do it. Sprint one. Sprint, and I'm probably gonna end up losing room on this little tiny board. Sprint two. Sprint three. Okay. Sprint run one. Sprint run. Sprint one. Okay. So the idea is that in Scrum and Agile, right, we do retrospectives, right? The retrospective, we come up with one thing we want to improve in the process in the next sprint. Not like a million things. I mean, if we can do it, we do it. But we definitely, at a minimum, come out with one thing we want to do. So let's say the team says, okay, I'm the only one here that does this job, and I want to go on vacation. And you guys couldn't let me go on vacation. I'm very pissed off right now because I couldn't go on vacation because I'm the only one that's how to do this. Yeah, I like the power and everything, but I like to take a vacation, right? Scenario. So we have two people, right? Two people. I'm gonna do it this way. Two people. Do. And another person. Do. Okay. So there's two people. They're nondescript characters, okay? I they're stick figures. So I got two people. And they're gonna pair a program together. So okay, we're gonna take one story, and we're gonna pair program that story. This is where you come up with a task, and each person has a task underneath to work on the story. So they teach each other how to pair program. They teach each other knowledge transfer. So these two work together. Okay. So that's first sprint. Just two people. The rest of the team's doing what they normally do, doing whatever, right? But I got these two people, right? Next sprint, sprint two. Doot, doot. Okay. And now this person, instead of working with this one and that one and this one, so what they do, that's terrible. Let's see, let's make this person, make it smaller. Doot, 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 doot. So I'll make another, this block person. And then this time I'll try to do one. I don't know. Is it with the skirt there? Okay, there's a skirt. And then I have two people. So in the next sprint, these two people and these two people work together in pair program. So you take another story, okay? And you teach these two people and these two people. So now we have two people here. Now we have four people pair programming and learning how to work it, right? This is the knowledge transfer. This is the demo. So there's four people. So what happens in the third sprint? Well, now we got this person. You know, they pick up somebody. And they pick up somebody, right? This person picks up somebody. This person picks up somebody. This person picks up somebody. And I'm just gonna do stick figures just for time. Please don't get mad at me. Oops, I can't draw. Okay. So now, how many people I got? I got eight. So between the first sprint and third sprint, just doing one story each, right? Now I got four stories that were pair programmed. I hear I have two stories that were pair programmed, but I got four stories in this final third sprint that were pair programmed together. I have eight people that now have experience pair programming and how it works. So I got eight. That's pretty much a team. Because some people, I don't know, they'll figure it out, right? If you had the more than the eight people, I mean, these are developers. So it doesn't even count like the product owner, the scrum master. So you got a 10-person team, eight of them learn how to pair programmer on this methodology, right? Takes you three sprints. So when they say things like, just do it, just do it. Two people learn how to pair program. Now, one of the things that I like to emphasize, these first two people, part of the retrospective and sprint review, they present what they would worked and what did not work during their pair programming. These four people might do the same too, also at the end of the sprint. And then all eight. So now you got a whole team that has pair programmed. They all experience. They got different point of view, different positive, negative outcomes. You got between three sprints, you got eight people with all this positive, negative outcomes of pair programming. They may decide it sucks and is not very good, or it's only good for certain cases, but they all experience and bring all that information to the table so that they can all learn from it. And you did it in three sprints and you're done. So basically, it could teach everybody how to pair program and actually physically do it and not just doop 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 doop. I rated it on the board and you're going to learn how to do it. Actually have them code it and do it and learn to work together. And they build up closer relationships, by the way. There's so many benefits of running this for three sprints. I mean, we're talking three sprints. If you have a 1 week sprint, it's only 3 weeks, less than a month. If you have a 2 week sprint, a month and a half. Big freaking deal. Anyway. So anyway, that's how you get people to pair program. It doesn't take long. They all do for one story, just one. It's not that bad, right? So anyway, okay. Here's my pair programming. Again, they pick one story, two people in the front. Let's go real quick. One story,
Two people in the front, they work together, they retroact out at the end, share with the people. Then there's one story, two stories, four people. They pick the one story, they do it, and then they got four stories, you got eight people. So it's not a lot of risk. It's not a little. It's not that bad. It's not going to impact your performance rating. Maybe you decide this is really a better way of producing better quality work. It doesn't take much effort to do it. It's really easy. It's like when people say, well, it's so damn hard. I'm like, it just showed you how to do it. Right? Okay. So now, that's pair programming. That's how to do it. There's techniques in pair programming, like I said, that maybe I'll talk about later on with people. But that's how you implement it in a very rapid fashion. You want to go faster? Be my guest. But it doesn't take long. Remember, we're talking about coding for 2 weeks. You know, pair programming, maybe one story. It takes a day. I don't know. Maybe take more one. Maybe lay like it so much. Hey, let's pick another story. Let's do another one. You never know until you try. Okay. So the other one, danger, 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 danger. I wish I had a danger. I did my little, oh, I don't have anything. I used to have it like a train crossing, danger, danger. Points to people. And I get people that want to do stuff. It's so easy to do it, but you don't do it, right? Oh, my team does. 40 points. I have 10 people. So each person does 10 points a person or four points a person. Yeah. And then they say, well, you know, if I hire two more people and I make the team 10, that means I'm getting another 8 points worth of work out of that group and we'll do it. Right. That's what they tell you. Right. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I'll believe that in a minute. They do that. Actually, it's sad. Because they have no idea about people at Dynamics Store how to do workload. It's just like, well, we'll just hire more people. Well, you got to fire those two people later on. Well, just make them all better. So why this points per person is so dangerous? It causes problems. It causes competition within the team. It causes a me attitude among the team members. Here's what it does. You got a story. You're in sprint planning. You know, there's some stories, there's some easy stories out there and they all do 4 points. Let's say it's 4 points. There's a couple of hard ones that are 4 points each. There's a couple of easy ones that are just one pointers that are four of them. So you got people in there. Oh, I'm going to grab all these one pointers because I want to get my 4 points in. Well, what about me? I don't want to do all the hard 4 point stories all by myself. And no, there's no 4 point stories. Okay. 5 point stories. Okay, I don't want to do all the 5 point stories all by myself. You know, that's not right. So there, it draws that animosity, right? The other thing is that it now your daily scrums and everything start becoming a briefing. They're not a collaboration event. Points to people create non-collaboration in a team. You lose that upward curve productivity rating in Scrum by doing points to person. Legitimately, you lose it. And I have to explain that to people. And they're like, ooh. And I battle it with Agile coaches all the freaking time. That's the part that gets me, kills me. It's like, you know it's just going to go bad. Why are you caving into some manager wants to have some kind of metric in some place that's totally screwed up? I want to say effed up. No, I'm going to do it and make sure I don't lose my job. Yeah, screw it. If they're going to fire you because you said you don't want to do points per person, I wouldn't work in that. There's other jobs. I'll go be a scrum master. It also prevents, because everybody does that, right? And then it also prevents people from working each other. So now you're getting points per person. Well, Joe, well, Jim Bob over there did 7 points last sprint, and you only did, Greg, you only did 3 points. Why is he some, what's wrong with you? Why can't you do it? And you start this competition that's going down, right? downhill, no trust, everything broken, and we're about the 15-minute mark. So I'm gonna talk about. So the last thing, but when you do that, it doesn't allow anybody to help each other out either way. But tasking may be a solution to prevent that. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow since we're at the 15-minute mark already. We're done. But points per person will kill a team, period. Kill, 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 kill. They're going to get competitive in what they pick. They're going to pick the easy stories, and they're not. And the bosses are going to hold them accountable and blow up trust. And lastly, they're not going to want to work with each other because, hey, if I have this story and it's worth 4 points, and you have your story, why do I want to come over here and help you out? I'm not going to get any credit for those points because I'm associated with my story and my points, my story, person to story type relationship. So I'm not going to want to come over here to help you with your story because I don't get any credit for it. That's why you don't want to do that. You don't, because now everybody says, oh, I'm going to get judged on how many points I do a sprint, and you're going to ask me about it, and you should, and that's going to go down. So maybe tomorrow I'll talk about tasking and how tasking and tasking hours is a better measurement of people. Okay. So with that, it's 16:12 in the show. We're over and above our 15-minute time box. So I'm going to say, please ring the bell if you like our show. You'll get a notice on your phone or your computer or email or whatever via YouTube saying, hey, we got another show out there. But try to do some stuff this weekend. I know I always say that and it's terrible. But you know what? Have a good day. Keep trying, right? You got to keep going. And what was this? This was a 354th show. That's pretty good. We're getting close. We're only like 10 shows away from a whole year. We've been doing this for a whole year. Wow. All right. Take care. I guess we should do something special for a whole year episode, right? I don't know. I'll figure that out. Anyway, have a great day. Send us ideas. Take care. Enjoy your weekend. Bye. See ya. Bye.